With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Israel has struck targets in southern Gaza today after it said its troops came under fire from Hamas terrorists. This is the first major test of a U.S.-brokered ceasefire. A foreign Egyptian official involved in the ceasefire negotiations says round-the-clock contacts are underway to try and de-escalate the situation. President Trump has issued a warning to Hamas. The Navy admiral who leads U.S. military forces in Latin America is stepping down.
In a surprise announcement, Admiral Alvin Halsey, the head of U.S. Southern Command, will retire at the end of December, 2 years ahead of schedule. Reuters reports there had been tension between Admiral Halsey and Defense Secretary Hegseth over operations in the Caribbean. His upcoming departure is noteworthy given the Trump administration's escalating tensions with Venezuela, including the president's authorization of CIA covert operations in that country. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A court in southern Russia has convicted 15 captured Ukrainian soldiers on terrorism charges.
Ukraine has denounced the trial as a sham and a violation of international law. The Russian military court sentenced 15 men from the Idar battalion to prison terms ranging from 15 to 21 years. The verdict marks the second mass trial of Ukrainian prisoners of war since March. In the March trial, 23 members of the elite Azov Brigade were convicted on similar charges. Ukraine also denounced that trial as a violation of international law. I'm Karen Chemas.
Wall Street is concerned about the health of the nation's regional banks after a number of them wrote off bad loans to commercial customers in the last couple of weeks. Zions Bank, Western Alliance Bank, and Jefferies disclosed bad investments, causing their stocks to fall sharply. This is SRN News. A North Dakota judge has upheld the state's ban on sex change operations for children. District Judge Jackson Lofgren says that the law does not discriminate on the basis of sex, and there's little evidence the state legislature passed the measure for a discriminatory purpose. He also acknowledged there is, quote, an ongoing international debate regarding the safety and effectiveness of the medical procedures prohibited by the health care law. About half of the states, nearly all of which have majority Republican governments, have banned sex change operations on kids. Five Christians are going to prison in Iran. Each of the converts will serve 8 years for trying to spread the gospel in the repressive Islamic State. International Christian Concern says, quote, the persecution of believers in Iran, particularly those who have converted to the faith, has plagued the nation for decades. However, despite seemingly insurmountable odds and threats of imprisonment, many Iranians continue to risk everything for Christ. This is SRN News. Americans have been cutting the fat. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports the number of states with rates of obesity of 35% or more dropped for the first time more than a decade.
The rates varied from a low of 25% in Colorado to a high of more than 40% in West Virginia. The CDC data was analyzed by the nonprofit group Trust for America's Health.
Still got a ways to go, though. The latest figures following a CDC report last year that found that the overall rate of obesity in the U.S. is holding steady at about 40%. Prince Andrew banished from the royal whirl after emails emerged this past week showing he had remained in contact with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein for longer than he previously admitted. Buckingham Palace has released a statement saying Andrew has agreed to give up the last of his remaining royal titles so as not to distract from the king. This is SRN News.